today, that you give us wisdom, help us to understand the ways that we should make decisions, that we should look to you and serve you. Again, we thank you for the blessings you pour out upon us. Just pray these in your name. Amen.
Amen.
Mr. Strahan, you want to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, I'm going to call to order the Taney County Commission meeting Monday, October 3rd, 2016, 9:03 a.m. We don't have anybody signed up for public comment. Any commission remarks? Road vacations. Come on up, Mr. Merrill.
Thank you, sir. I'm here with Donald Goodman. We are asking the commission to vacate a platted, unopened road located in the northwest quarter of Section 20, Township 24 North, Range 20 West. And it's on the west side of Highway 160, approximately across from the Yokely property on 160 north of town, the old Taney Houseman station area. And this was a plat that was made back in the probably I think in 2010. Some of you may realize that the real estate market took a noticeable dive sometime after that. This property was never developed. We have a consent to the vacation from one of the owners of the property. We have served the registered agent for the other owners of the other adjoining property. They have not objected or responded. In fact, that was the owners that sold the property to Mr. Goodman.
Mike, is it beside the building? Is it the one, the road that was platted beside, that's so close to the building that's just 30 foot wide or something?
No, this is a road across the way that it's not close to the building. The property that was sold, the road runs through, and then there's a big circle back in the back side of the property, and we're vacating the whole thing.
Okay.
That way Mr. Goodman can build his building on what was originally planted as the road.
Okay, so it doesn't interfere with in these situations, half property goes to one landowner and half to the other, but this is the same property owner.
Yes, sir.
Okay,
Mr. Merrill, did you bring a map?
Yes, I did. Served the registered agent, but we got no response.
So what's your one to vacate the road that goes up to that cul-de-sac?
I'm sorry?
You want to vacate the road that goes up to that cul-de-sac?
Correct.
A roundabout or roundabout?
Yes. I also have the original...
Is the building already there?
No. We were waiting to do this before starting construction on the business.
Gotcha.
It would kind of be incumbent to get it vacated before you put a building on it. Somebody says, no, no. I have the original consent to vacation signed by Mr. and Mrs. Adams, and also have the original of the notice to vacate.
Now, this is Mr. Goodman.
This is Mr. Goodman, yes.
Okay, and Mr. Goodman, you own, as it shows on the piece of property, you own both pieces of property as the road crosses it, right?
Basically what happened, Joe, this whole piece of property was owned by Ken Barth, about 20 acres. About 6 years ago, this 6 acres was sold to Mr. Adams. About 6 years ago, this should have been legally taken care of, but Ken Barth sold me the 2 acres so I could build the new tire crew automotive shop down there. What happened is I got down to, everything was all blessed by the county and everything, and Bob Archley goes, oh, by the way, there is a, I call it imaginary road, down through this whole piece of property. The problem is where my building is going to sit, it's going to be within the easement of that 50 feet of that road right there. And so basically that road has to legally be off of there, but that should have been taken care of years ago, about 6 years ago.
When you say imaginary road, there's a road that goes through there.
No, there is no planted road, but it's never been opened or developed.
I understand that, but is it a drivable trail?
No, unless you've got a honking four-wheel drive that's going to get down to the bottom.
But there's an obvious, from satellite imagery, there's an obvious road through there.
Yes, okay. But it's all overgrown. Way back in the day, they just took a bulldozer and just knocked the trees over, but there is no road. It's got pumps in it, and it's got brush, and it's got trees falling down over it.
The only reason we're asking as many questions we're asking on this, because this crosses the other property at a diagonal. Correct. Crosses your property at a diagonal before it reaches the other property.
That is correct.
And so, sometimes when we make these decisions, we have to make them with all the facts so that we know that we're vacating a road that
can be vacated. And that's why I hired Mike Merrill to go ahead and talk to Mr. Adams.
Right. Now, you've...
Mr. and Mrs. Adams own this property, and they're the ones we have the written consent from.
And then this property here that you own.
Yes, sir.
And so there is no split of properties where it crosses the line. You understand what I'm saying. I don't know whether you know where a 50-foot road easement, half of it goes to one ownership and half of it goes to the other ownership when it crosses this line right here. You see what I'm saying?
There was no split. It's just simply going to be vacated and...
Like it never existed.
The road will disappear.
Okay.
I totally understand what you guys are coming up with.
Yeah, that's the reason we're asking the questions. It's not that we're again vacating the road.
Personally, I talked to Mr. Adams here a couple of weeks ago, and he's totally agree with it. And I also talked to Ken Barth about it, and he's totally agree with the whole thing.
Yeah, I knew it had to be fairly recent because of the cul-de-sac and the width of the roads, you see. Because we didn't have our standards were set that way.
What I'm understanding, Bob Archley said that road was plotted back in 1996. And the rules have changed on us because now the state says you got a 30-year instead of a 20-year to vacate the road or to be automatically vacated.
Gary Alden didn't object to that.
Up front here, we where that existing drive is? What does that do to
that's
that?
That's totally on Mr. Adams' road right there. Right where on the this road, that entryway right there,
okay. It
splits my property and Mr. Adams' property right there. And I've already talked to the lady for the Hotwood Patrol or the
MoDOT,
and she was going to allow me to put a road in the middle, but further things have come across, so I got to use that one with him, and Mr. Adams has no problem with me splitting that entryway up so I get access to my property right there.
Do you have that in written form or any?
No, legally, I could get it from, I forget what her name, Teresa is, from MoDOT.
No, I'm saying.
Yeah, we can do an agreement, an easement, you know, from the Adams.
To get across to his property.
Right. So to okay. share that.
To share the entrance?
Well, see, that entryway was originally on my property when Mr. Adams bought that property about 6 years ago. He talked to MoDOT, and MoDOT just kind of allowed him to move it down to his property to get access, basically move it down so I could have it, or he could have access to it off of my property, basically.
You okay with everything?
I'm okay with that. And like I say, Mr. Adams is the one that consented to vacation of the road.
I'm sure it benefits him as well. Do you see any issues?
No, I think it's more. I think you're authorized to make the decision. So choose.
Move to approve the order for vacation of private roads and plat in Cedar Point Farm Subdivision, file number 16-062CM, as presented.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Do you need this back?
Here, we do. She needs a copy of that, but I don't know that anybody.
I'll take one keep of this stuff. One second.
Yeah. And we have to ask those numerous questions. I hope you understand that. It's not that we're totally again anything that comes before us, but we have to ask the questions, especially with different property owners and different road. You know, MoDOT's getting to the point where it's hard to get access off the main road because there's so many driveways, and so we have to be careful about what we do. So,
not a problem, Gilman. Thank you very
Thank you
much.
Much.
Accounts payable.
Move to approve check numbers 442293 through 442366. No warrants. And 4 journal entries and transfers.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of payroll.
Motion for approval of payroll.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting and executive session minutes for September 19, 2016.
Move to approve the previous meeting and executive session minutes for September 19, 2016 with corrections.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. County collector, tax sale surplus.